You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Say, did you ever hear about Holly Harwood? Well, it's a long, boring story. I'll cut it short for you.
JR, I'm not interested.
Oh, you will be. Now, I was friends with Holly. You know, like you and I were friends, remember? But then Bobby took an interest in her. He was having some problems with Pam at the time. And Holly was really more his type anyway. And she liked him. I mean, no fooling. She really did. But then one little thing came between them. You want to guess what that was?
I don't want to know.
Well, Bobby found out that I got there first. Into her bed, I mean. And he's got this old-fashioned notion about not sleeping with anybody I've slept with.
You son of a...
Now you want to talk about buying some stock.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Wayne Perret, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, along with our guest Cherie J. Wilson, star of Dallas, Walker, Texas Ranger, Our Family Honor, the web series Pink, and other film and television productions. For more information on Cherie J. Wilson, including news on some of the many important causes that she supports, go to CherieJWilson.com. Let's see, we have at least one person in common, that being Michael Preece.
Michael Preece,
mm-hmm.
Is he not the best? He is the funniest. He's got such a dry wit.
Yes.
And he is, I mean, we've just been playing together. I can't really call it work. We've been playing together for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's the thing, and that's the approach I take with my program, because if you enjoy what you do,
right,
you really
can't call it work.
You cannot call it work. You cannot call it work, and that doesn't mean you can't. You can still
take it serious. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. But still have fun, and that's the important thing, you know, because life is too short.
Absolutely true. No, Michael directed every other episode of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And when I finally went down to Texas again to shoot Walker, Texas Ranger, they just, I'm sorry, the first few regimes of executive producers, I'm not naming any names.
Well, I know who you're talking about, because once upon a time I wrote for Columbia House, Cherie, and I helped. I was one of the people that helped put together. This is back before DVD. This is back when they still did the mail order VHS. You know, so
sure.
And I was the person assigned to Walker, Texas Ranger, the video, the collector's edition thing that they rolled out. So I know a bit about the early years of Walker. So I know what you're talking about.
Well, they just didn't have a clue what they were doing, and they didn't have directors that knew what they were doing. These directors were used to, I don't know, little sitcoms, or they were used to shows that were very contained and very controlled, mm-hmm. on a stage or this and that. they weren't used to five-hour fight scenes outside and blowing up neighborhoods and, you know, all the action that we have on our show. And I kept saying, we were having 18-hour days, 16, 18-hour days almost consistently every day. Then we had a 21-hour day where our crew walked off. And they replaced it, another crew. It was just ridiculous. And I finally said to Chuck, you have to do something. You're the only one that can put your foot down, and you could put it down really hard.
Yes, right. That's right.
Or put your foot off.
Yes.
Somebody in the head.
Yes.
These ridiculous hours we're working.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, you can smarten up and hire Michael Preece. And, you know, Michael's just one of these seasoned veteran directors that he's been through so much. I mean, one of the funniest stories, it wasn't funny at the time, I don't think, for a lot of the cast and crew, but he called, you know, Rolla, and we were blowing up this little shack building, you know, and he didn't call action yet, and special effects blew the building, so we weren't really rolling the cameras yet. He's like, it's supposed to be after I call action. He goes, okay, cut. Well, move the cameras over here. I mean, nothing phases Michael.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can handle anything,
yeah.
Even when his location gets blown before the cameras are rolling. And so, no, I convinced Chuck that he needed to hire Michael Preece. Michael came down, and we had our first 10-hour day.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even make our 12 hours. The crew got on their hands and knees, and they were bowing to him.
Well,
and so, consequently, he shot every other episode of Walker, too. So we've been playing together for a long time, and it reminds me, I should call him about my residual checks for getting him all this work.
Well, I should think so, because it was not a coincidence, Cherie, that after, you know, not long after Michael joined the show, that's when Walker really found its footing. And
it's true, because, you know, you have a pace and a style and a rhythm and a look, and it's true. We could do two units, you know, going every day. Michael could, you know, work so well with the second unit directors and all the action guys. I mean, he's been shooting action for, well, Dallas wasn't a lot of action, but
yeah, but well, Dallas is a different type of action.
Yeah. That's for sure. And he captured that as well.
Absolutely.
So he was just as instrumental in making, you know, the show a success as we all were.
Absolutely. And what I liked about you and Walker, because I watched you on Dallas and I had a perception of you on Dallas, and then this is a totally different role for you.
Uh-huh.
And it was, I would imagine it had to be fun, because you could go from being a ball buster Marsha Clark type of attorney to the damsel in distress.
Oh my gosh. And I mean, I don't know who got rescued more, Penelope or me, you know, who's being tied to the railroad tracks.
Yes.
It's like, I, you know, one day I'm being chased by a bear. I'm landing a 747.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rappelling down, you know, rocks. I'm in court just terrorizing somebody in court as a lawyer. And then I get to be the femme, you know, damsel in distress where Walker has to save me. It was a blast.
It had to be a blast because, I mean, I know Walker was set modern day, but it was basically a cowboy movie.
Oh, it totally is the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the original, you know, it's back to good old-fashioned Western cowboys. I mean, it's true. I mean, we had great morals and values to all of our stories. It's like the good guys always win.
Mm-hmm.
Bad guys always got consequences. You know, you would get kicked in the head for having a gun in the first place. And so, no, it was just a smile the entire time.
Yeah, and Chuck's hat never fell off, no matter how high he kicked. His hat never fell off.
Heavens, no. Can't destroy the look.
Absolutely.
Of the Ranger.
Absolutely.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-917-2194, 800-917-2194, 800-917-2194. That's 800-917-2194.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or @tvconfidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.